Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed trade for grain futures. We're all over the board, mainly led higher by the soybean rally that happened mid-morning. Of course, the latter half of the day, the market did get weaker. Corn finished the day down a penny and about 10 cents off of its high for the day. March at 377 and three quarters down one. December 15, which is what all the new crop guys, the guys planting corn in the next couple of months will be watching, is down a half at 410. Went as high as 418 and a half early in the trading day. Soybeans finished the day up 16 to 16 and a half cents, about 14 cents off their high. March went as high as $10.29, or up about 30 cents mid-morning. Then the latter half of the day, they did get a little bit weaker, but they finished up 16. That put November of 15, which would be new crop soybeans, up 12 and a quarter at 9.92. Wheat unchanged in Kansas City and Chicago, or Chicago rather, up a half in March at 505 and a half. Now July Kansas City was up a quarter at 543 and a quarter, about 9 cents off of its high for the day. Most of the focus is on this cold weather and then rumors of an Egyptian purchase looming at any moment of U.S. wheat.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Today's focus was primarily on the South American trucker strike. It's a growing issue they're having down there. It's the seventh day, and it has spread through seven different states. It's beginning to slow grain movement throughout the country of Brazil. Now, late in the day, there was talk that a judge was going to make a ruling on it and possibly import some, or start some sort of a fine on truckers that have been blocking the roadways. So that seems like we might be around the corner from some sort of resolution, but you just never know about that sort of thing. Again, the Egyptians are back in the market here for some U.S. wheat. Last week, we were $40 to $50 a ton overpriced on the world market, so they backed up, but they have returned, and we'll see if they actually buy anything from us again this week. Remember last week when they canceled it, that really plummeted the price of wheat. So they may just be in the game trying to trade it that way. Hedge funds are short wheat, about 200 million bushels. Short beans, 100 million bushels. And long, 410 million bushels of corn. If any kind of freeze is prolonged here and there's a threat to the wheat, they could cover that short position, driving prices higher.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping the markets, April live cattle down 152 at 145.57. June down 127 at 138.92. March feeder cattle down 247 at 195.60. April down 242 at 194.62. April lean hogs 25 higher at 68.57. May up 80 at 79.05. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat up 4.5 at 535 3/4. May up 2 at 538. March Chicago wheat unchanged at 505 3/4. May down 0.25 at 503 3/4. March corn down 1.25 at 377.5. July down 1 at 393.5. March soybeans up 16.75 at 1016. May up 17.25 at 1018.75. March cotton up 1 at 64.76. May up 71 at 64.91. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.